Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everyone. This is former Houston Rocket player Joaquin Hawkins with
Cody Davis, and we are the hosts of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Before we get started, we want to tell you guys about Aurora NutraScience. It's a health and nutrition product that helps you get the vitamins needed for a healthy lifestyle.
These are three of the vitamins that I currently take. Exoflex is supposed to help out with joint pain. Curcumin works like Advil and is good for inflammation. And vitamin D3 improves overall health and assists with strong bones and teeth.
To try these products and more from Aurora NutraScience, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Again, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter covering the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24, along with my co-host, who is finally back in the studio.
Joaquin Hawkins, former Rocket player. What's up, CD? Hello, everybody. Hope everyone had a good, safe, and enjoyable 4th of July.
And before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time listening to Believe in the Rockets, please be sure to subscribe on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, by any chance, please be sure to leave us a review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review, but, you know, we'll see. But on this latest installment of Believe in the Rockets, Hawk and I are going to take a look at the latest news surrounding this team on them being one of several organizations who are currently calling the Detroit Pistons in hopes of trading up in order to obtain that number one overall pick. And then later on in the show, Hawk and I are going to join the debate on whether or not the Rockets should select Evan Mobley or Jalen Green with their number two overall pick in this year's upcoming draft. And then to close out this latest installment of Believe in the Rockets, Hawk, I understand that you did not go through the entire draft process, but you have experienced what it's like going on interviews for teams. You did experience what it was like to go on different tryouts for teams. So with the NBA draft coming up and with the Rockets, as of right now, they have worked out, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a total of 7 to 10 prospects. I want you to take the listeners and I behind closed doors and just share what it was like for you as a former prospect yourself to just share what that experience was like for you and whether or not you have some advice you would like to share with some of the draft prospects that are out there today. But before we get started on today's installment of Believe in the Rockets, I got to tell everyone about betonline.ag. which is the fastest and easiest way to make money on all your sports action. And BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or first pitch, head over to betonline.ag and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And as promised, we're going to get this show kicked off with the latest news surrounding the Houston Rockets, that they are one of several teams looking to trade up with the Pistons for their number one overall pick. And this news came about on yesterday, according to ESPN's Jonathan Givney. I'm pretty sure there are a group of fans out there who are very excited about the possibility of the Rockets trading up for that top overall selection because, yes, the grand prize in this year's draft is Cade Cunningham. But me personally, I would not like to see the Rockets trade up for that number one pick because if they do, unless they have some type of deal in place for, let's say, a guy like Bradley Beal or Karl-Anthony Towns or someone who is a well-established all-star player, 9 times out of 10, the Rockets will be selecting Cunningham. And ladies and gentlemen, and Hawk, you can let me know if you heard me say this before, but I am more so for the Rockets to go for finding a player who fit their current roster other than drafting the best available player. Cunningham, once again, as of right now, as of July 8, 2021, he is the best player in this year's draft, but I'm not too sure if he's the best fit. But I do not want to see the Rockets trade up for that number one overall pick. And in addition to them not selecting Cunningham, I also feel that the Rockets are in the best situation because at pick number two, they have so much flexibility on how they're going to go about the draft. They have at least 3 to 4 prospects who are going to be extremely valuable in this league moving forward, especially the two that we're going to talk about in the next segment. But not only that, with the number two overall draft pick, you can easily flip that for a more established player or a potential all-star player. And of course, we learned about the possibility of that prior to the NBA draft lottery, which was reported by Woj of ESPN. However, the biggest reason why I don't want to see the Rockets trade up for that number one pick, I do not want to see Houston give up too many assets in order to get that number one pick, especially considering that 9 times out of 10, it's going to take multiple first round picks. If by any chance the Pistons are okay with flipping 1 and 2 with the Rockets, and let's say in addition to that, they get the number 23 or the number 24 pick, I could say that I would get on board with that. But I'm not too sure that 2 draft picks in this year's draft, number 2 and let's say for the sake of this argument, number 23, is going to be enough for the Pistons. They're going to want at least another draft pick. And I say draft pick and not a player because outside of Christian Wood and Kevin Porter Jr., I'm not too sure that the Pistons will want any other player on this roster. And I talked about this last week. Christian Wood, the possibility of the Rockets trading Christian Wood is not realistic. And it is an idea that should go completely down the drain. Christian Wood, Kevin Porter Jr., and I would even put Jayshon Tate in there as well. They should be 3 untouchable players for the Rockets. There are no other desirable players the Rockets have here that's going to convince the Pistons to go from number 1 to number 2. So that leaves the Rockets in a situation where they might have to give up an additional first round pick. And that first round pick, 9 times out of 10, may have to come in 2022. I'm just not too sure I would want to see the Rockets give up an additional pick for 2022 just to move up 1 spot ahead in 2021.
No, I don't. I think we all know that they are in the rebuilding mode. And so it's okay if you got to make, you know, you got to take 1 or 2 years to get, you know, the players around to build that chemistry so that, you know, maybe in year 3, year 4, now you're not only vowing for a playoff spot, but at least you have some consistency with your team. So no, I don't think that they need to really focus on moving up. There is benefits, as you said, but I think they're still in a good, they do have a good situation and possibly, you know, drafting Green or Mobley.
In addition to the Rockets, the Cavaliers, the Pelicans, and the Thunder are all interested in trading with the Pistons for their number one overall pick. Unlike those other three teams that I just mentioned, it doesn't matter if the Rockets stay at number two or if they move to number one, they are in a winnable situation. And a part of the reason why they are in a winnable situation, they have an opportunity to choose whether they're going to select Jalen Green or Evan Mobley. Hawk and I are going to get into that after the break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Once again, if you haven't done so, or if this is your first time listening to this podcast, please be sure to subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. Now, to continue with this latest installment, Hawk and I are going to jump into the fun debate that everyone is having, whether or not the Rockets should select Evan Mobley or Jalen Green with their number two overall pick. Now, first and foremost, let me get this out the way. Hawk, listeners, I truly do believe that the Rockets cannot screw this up, because when I take a look at Mobley, who has the potential to develop into a very extremely good stretch big in the league, and when I take a look at the versatility of a Jalen Green, who I believe is going to develop into a traditional two guard, both of these guys fit very well in what the Rockets are trying to do. They fit very well in what the Rockets are working with heading into the 2022 season. Hawk, I'm going to let you go first. You take a look at Evan Mobley. You take a look at Jalen Green. Who do you believe is the better draft selection for the Rockets in the next couple of weeks?
Well, let's just start with what both of them do now. They both are young players. So obviously, that's what the Rockets they need. Jalen is a 6'6 guard that can handle. Obviously, he got great athleticism. Got a chance to play in the G League this past year. So he's been able to play against some competitive pros already. So he has a little bit more experience than Mobley. Jalen Green, I mean, obviously his upside is tremendous. I mean, to be 6'6 and athletic, that's almost what the league is today. So he will be able to have some success. He's a great defender and just a hard-nosed player that can play both ends. Mobley, obviously, he's a 7-footer. You can't teach height. And, you know, I think that having his, you know, he has a long wingspan, being 7 foot, that can shoot the mid-range. You know, I know he's been working on his three-point shot. But the kid can play. He's a product of the Compton Magic, which is here where I'm at here in LA. So I've had a chance to see him over the years improve. And so I'm always going to be rooting for, you know, any kid, especially to hear from California to make that jump. And me being a former Rocket myself, you know, I personally would like to see that. But I think overall what the Rockets really do need is somebody like Eric Mobley. Evan Mobley. And it's just because, again, when you get to the point of, can you have a big that's athletic that can play both ends of the court, but also be able to use his height? And I think he's only going to improve. He's going to get stronger. Got to put some more weight on him, but they'll do that once he gets to the league, no matter what team he goes to. But I think overall, the potential of what the team needs, the potential of how much better he will get in the future. And not saying that Green is not a good fit, but, you know, 6'6 guards, 6'7 guards, they kind of come dime a dozen. And so eventually they'll be able to get another, you know, player that can play like he does. But I like Mobley, man. I really like his upside. And again, me personally be able to see him play, you know, over the years, play the SC, again, play the Compton Magic. I think it would be a great fit to have him with the Rockets.
And I kind of hate knowing that you picked Evan Mobley because he was my choice. Out of the two, I want to see the Rockets draft Evan Mobley because, like I keep mentioning, I feel that he is the best fit for the Rockets. First and foremost, by selecting Mobley, you have an opportunity to pair Christian Wood with another big that he could thrive alongside. And that's part of the reason why we saw Christian Wood take another step forward during the second half of the season, because he was playing alongside Kelly Olynyk. And I know there are some people out there who are hoping that Olynyk returns to the Rockets. However, I'm starting to get the sense that Olynyk has played his last game as a member of the Houston Rockets, and it's easy to understand why. He is in his early 30s. I believe he is entering his 10th or 11th year in the NBA, and at this stage of Olynyk's career, he does not want to be part of a rebuilding team. He wants to be on a team where he can at least compete for a chance to go to the playoffs. That's not the Houston Rockets. I mean, regardless if they pick Mobley, Green, Cunningham, or whoever the case might be, the ceiling for the Rockets in 2022 is going to be a play-in tournament. Other than putting Wood in a situation where he is forced to play the five, you could bring a guy in Evan Mobley who is 7 foot, have him play the five, and that's still going to put Christian Wood in a position where he's going to play the four. Not only that, the Rockets will have the opportunity to have not one but two bigs who can be live threats to their ball handlers, and two bigs who can also step out and shoot the three-point shot. But for the sake of this argument, since you talked about Evan Mobley, Hulk, I'm actually going to shift my focus from Mobley and talk about why I believe Jalen Green is also a winnable situation for the Rockets. And I say that because when I take a look at Green, I see a guy who's going to be a traditional two guard, a player who can, yes, at times he can be your secondary ball handler, he could be your secondary playmaker. But his primary job is to score the basketball. And after averaging 18 points in the G League, this is a guy who has the potential to develop into a very dangerous scoring threat on an NBA level. And not only that, when I take a look at the potential of pairing him in the backcourt with Kevin Porter Jr., just like Christian Wood, I think depending on who you pair Kevin Porter Jr. with is going to determine whether or not we're going to see the best version of him. And it's part of the reason why I never been a part of the K Cunningham train, because Cunningham is a little bit similar to Kevin Porter Jr. in my opinion, as a guy who needs the ball in his hands to thrive. I don't want to see the Rockets pairing KPJ with someone who is going to take the ball out of his hands. I want to see the Rockets pair him with someone who's going to keep the ball in his hands. Because during the second half of the season, yes, everybody was very excited about KPJ's ability to score the basketball, but I was very entertained by the way this guy can facilitate the basketball. Matter of fact, if you ask me, that might be the best attribute that he showcased during the second half of the season. Plus, the biggest key to getting the best out of KPJ is to give him more three-point shooters. And is yes, that's part of the reason why, going back to a couple weeks ago, it's part of the reason why I want to see the Rockets bring back Amani Brooks. But the more three-point shooters you surround Kevin Porter Jr. with, the better he's going to be. And what better prospect, at least in the top five, is a better three-point shooter than Jalen Green? Green shot close to 37% in the G League. That's going to give Steven Silas an opportunity to create plays where you have Jalen Green coming off screens, which is going to make Jalen Green's ability to shoot the three ball in the NBA level even easier. Hawk, I don't know about you, but the more I talk about Jalen Green, the more I'm starting to get excited about the possibility of him arriving in Houston. Once again, I don't see a situation where the Rockets is going to botch this. It's either Jalen Green or Evan Mobley at number two. I'm all for Evan Mobley. I would much rather see the Rockets select him over Green. However, if they go Jalen Green, I would not be mad. But Evan Mobley, his player comparison is Chris Bosh. Which lets you know he has an opportunity to be a top five, top 10 player in this league. Yes, I understand Chris Bosh was never considered to be a top five, top 10 player, but that was during the late 2000s, early 2010s, where teams did not value the stretch big like they do today. If Chris Bosh played in today's NBA, he would easily be a top 10 player. And I see that potential in Evan Mobley.
Well, I'm gonna really touch on just the fact the size and today's NBA. There's a lot of switching going on. A lot of playmaking players using their versatility, but a lot of just either pick and rolls or pick and pops. So a lot of defenses are just switching, and so to have an athletic big like a Mobley, I think it will just help out with the Rockets' defensive schemes. Having him and Christian Woods in the game together, let's just say he pops out and he is guarding, just say a point guard or a shooting guard that obviously is a little bit more athletic than he is getting to the rim, but at least you have Christian Woods there to protect the rim. And so, you never can have enough size, but having a player like a Mobley that's athletic, that can play both ends of the court, but also can maybe switch up and guard a two or a three, it's just going to be more beneficial of what the Rockets need to accomplish in the future.
And before closing out this latest installment of Believe in the Rockets, Hawk, I want you to take the time and just put the listeners and I in the shoes of a prospect on what it's like interviewing with these NBA teams, trying out for these NBA teams, and of course, how hard it is not to put too much pressure on yourself in order to make a great first impression, because I cannot imagine what these prospects go through on a daily to be so close to the dream of playing in the NBA and living up to the potential in what these teams saw that got them interested in them in the first place.
Well, I think you just said it. You know, a lot of players, and even myself, I want to say four training camps. So I went to training camp with the Lakers, the Clippers, Milwaukee Bucks, Golden State Warriors, and of course the Rockets. So I had multiple opportunities to be seen by NBA scouts and coaches. And every team is different, but the mentality of a player, it has to be, not only you have to be focused, but you got to play within yourself. You can't be trying to do things that you're not normally used to doing, because these are NBA scouts. I mean, these are NBA executives. They've already scouted you before you even get to their facility. So they know what you can and can't do. So a lot of times, and again, I still talk to certain players now that's trying to still go to the league. And, you got to focus on what you do well. For me, especially when I tried with the Lakers, I mean, it was a brand new experience for me, to have one of the top teams in the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers, who at that time they had Shaq, Derek Fisher, and of course, rest of the soul, Kobe Bryant. I didn't know what to expect. And so I remember the first time that I walked into the training camp, and I'm seeing all these, of course, these superstars. And, I'm blown away as a fan. I'm there to try out for the team, but I'm blown away. And I had to make sure that mentally I was prepared for the grind. The first thing that all players need to do, if you try out for an NBA team, the first thing is they're going to be able to critique your conditioning. If you can't, run up and down the court, of course, the NBA in that particular team is not really for you. So that's the first thing, is that you got to make sure you're in the top best condition that you can be, because again, they have their players, they have their go-to players, and their offense and defensive players and things that they're going to be looking for those players. You got to come in and bring something different to the table. And then the final thing is, you got to have the skill. You got to have the know-how. And having an NBA IQ is different from having a really good IQ being a good college player. All those things go hand in hand. And it's difficult, because these are not things that you can learn on the fly. It comes through experiences you've had already, trainers working with you. But it's a grind, man. I mean, it's when they say that the NBA is not for everybody, it's not. Obviously I got a chance to play the 1 year with the Rockets, and I just learned a lot about myself, my expectations, and more so the expectations of others, the people that make the decisions, the people that write the checks. And, if you're not prepared emotionally, physically, they look at your whole background. They know things about your parents. Quick story.
Really?
Yes. Yes, man. It's no telling what they already know. And I'm going to give you a quick story. When I was with the Rockets, and so I didn't know they did something. It was something very simple. But for me, like, I wasn't a really good talkative player. I wasn't on a court. I am. But as far as, you know, talking to executives, because, again, I had no professional experiences. So I remember I had to go into a room with Rudy Tomjanovich and the entire Houston Rockets staff and office, meaning that they had me sitting in the chair in the middle of a room like they were interrogating me. And it was so nerve-wracking because they want to see, you know, what is your thought process when you're on the team? What do you think? And the one question that Rudy asked me, why do you think that we should select you to be on this team? And instead of me saying, oh, I can shoot 3-point shots and I'm athletic, I just kept it really simple of, I can do all the little things that the team needs to have some success. Playing defense, getting deflections, taking charges. So those are things that I do naturally. And I didn't wow them with my answer, but it was me being true to myself. And I made sure, and this is the most important thing, I made sure that they knew that. And I told Rudy and all the other officials there, just give me an opportunity so I can prove to you. That was it. And so me telling them what my value was, and me telling them, just give me the opportunity. And I was thankful that Rudy was true to his word, because he said, you know what? We will. So it is a process of how you prepare yourself, but more so if you can understand what the team needs and not you just going in there to do anything to try to prove, oh, I can do this, I can do that. No, you look and see what the team needs. And I knew the Rockets, they needed a big guard that can guard 1s, 2s, and 3s. That's what I did naturally. And so I was able to go in there and to do that. So it is definitely a mind-blowing experience, you know, going to work out for an NBA team. And, you know, but again, the NBA teams, they almost know a lot about you before you get there. So it is more so you proving to them that you're worth their time.
Really quick before moving on, Hawk, what advice would you give a player who is currently being interviewed by these teams and who are currently working out with these teams as well?
It's tough, man, because no matter what you say, the pressure of you trying to make an NBA team is there. Now, the one thing that I probably would say is, you know, focus on just being consistent in what you do well. When you do all the other things, you know, it you want to show them what your value is. So the things that come naturally to you, just be consistent with that. When you go to these workouts, I mean, if you're a good mid-range shooter, hey, knock down your shots doing your workouts. If you're really a good defender, you know, make sure you're communicating when you're doing certain drills, you know, showing your footwork. I mean, it's just, again, doing what you do well and being consistent with that. Because even if that one team, you know, maybe they might draft you, maybe you play, you know, 1, 2, 3 years with them, and maybe they end up trading you, you always have a need. If one NBA team feels that you have some value, most 9 times out of 10, there is a couple other teams that they think the same thing, where they think that you have some potential. So, you know, just don't be so caught up in, I got to make this team. Cause that's how I was, man. I was like, I got to make the Lakers. Mm-hmm. But when I didn't make the Lakers, I said, you know what? I got to think about this. I got one of the top franchises in the NBA that's given me this NBA experience. And so if they think that I have the potential, let me keep working on my skills and I'll be ready for the next time. So just more so being consistent of what you do well.
And that's going to do it here for another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24.
And this is also Joaquin Hawkins, former NBA Rocket player. You can follow me at CoachHawk247. Again, this is Joaquin Hawkins, CoachHawk247 on IG.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember to subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a review. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace. Peace.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.